Words appear. An Apple original. A yellow beak pokes up out of a nest on a flowering branch. The sun shines golden on the horizon behind it. A flower petal hovers over the beak, held up by each snoring breath. Woodstock smacks an alarm clock. He shakes his head, fluffing out his head feathers and stretches. Smiling, Woodstock flies off past colorful trees. He briefly lanes on a weather vane, turning it slightly, and continues flying past a stand with a sign on it that reads, "Psychiatric help 5 cents. The doctor is out." Woodstock loops around colorful kites stuck in a tree and stops among flowers. A row of sprinklers turn on and he quickly flies past them, dodging the spraying water. He flies over a house and continues to Snoopy's doghouse, where Snoopy lies sleeping on the roof. Woodstock twists his own tail like winding a clock. Snoopy leaps up and smacks Woodstock's head. Woodstock stumbles dizzily. Snoopy scoops him up, smoothing out his hair feathers. Woodstock smiles and flies off, and Snoopy follows. Charlie Brown chases a football.
Come on, Sally. I can't be late. I'm the one who scheduled this practice.
Right behind you, big brother.
Sally ties her shoe and follows. Linus catches the football with his blanket.
Whoops! Heads up!
Good morning, Charlie Brown.
Good morning, Linus. Lucy, are you ready for today's practice?
Why do we even bother with practice? We never win any games.
That's exactly why. I'm tired of losing.
Look at it this way, Charlie Brown. We learn more from losing than we do from winning.
That must make me the smartest person in the world.
Aren't you going to say good morning to me, my sweet babu?
I'm not your sweet babu!
What's the plan, Charlie Brown? New uniforms? New playbook? New quarterback?
Nope. A new coach.
Maybe you're not such a blockhead after all.
A title appears, To Mom and Dad with Love. Holding a clipboard, Marcy follows Peppermint Patty onto a football field.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Marcy.
I've been reading up on football, sir. I'm ready to get out there and kick around the old hog skin.
It's pigskin, Marcy, and everything isn't all in football.
Whatever you say, sir.
And don't call me sir. Today it's coach.
All right, listen up.
She punches Charlie's arm.
Chuck here has asked me to help his team get in shape for next season.
Nothing like a good challenge.
Ready to get to work? Good. I like to start my warm-ups with 100 jumping jacks. Marcy!
You heard her! Jump!
She blows the wrong side of her whistle.
One, two,
Patty three, leads the kids in jumping jacks. Linus sucks his thumb as he jumps. Pigpen runs across the field with a lollipop and a wrapped box.
Sorry I'm late, Coach. Hope you have a good excuse, Pigpen.
He sticks the lollipop into his dirty pocket.
I do. The line at the candy store sure was backed up due to Mother's Day tomorrow. What? That's tomorrow? I can't believe I almost forgot Mother's Day.
Mother's Day?
Cut the chit-chat, Chuck. Marcy, where were we?
I lost count.
Oh, forget it. Time for a little demonstration. What you're about to see is some real down in the dirt. Slam, bang, rock'em, sock'em football. Marcy, bring them in.
Marcy fumbles the whistle.
Keep your eyes on the kid with the funny nose. Look at those moves. Okay, kid, enough with the moves.
Snoopy high-fives Woodstock, sending him flying.
Let's start with a simple kick. All right, tee it up.
Snoopy holds the ball. Woodstock runs forward and bounces off of it.
Little guy, shake it off. Forget the kick. Let's do the passing play.
I never know what my mother would like. You're clever, Linus. What are you doing?
Well, every day my mom puts these little notes in my lunch sack, just like this one.
Charlie opens a note.
Dear son, study hard. Remember, all you need to find true happiness is already there within you. The lunch is just a bonus. Love, Mom.
She gets carried away sometimes.
Now go straight out and cut right.
Woodstock weaves downfield. Snoopy throws the ball, and it smashes him. Woodstock snatches up the ball.
Don't
come back? It's a pass, not a return.
This year, I decided to write a special letter back to thank her. Unfortunately, I still need to figure out what to say.
Writing is not really my strong suit. Roses are... violets are...
Ink splatters a speech bubble.
This isn't the play! Tackle that guy!
Snoopy steals the ball from Woodstock.
What are you guys doing?
I'm making Mom a gift that will be a true artistic masterpiece.
Oh, really? What's that?
If I knew, I'd tell you!
What are you getting your mom?
She's been really nice lately, so I upped her gift to a crisp $5 bill.
How thoughtful of you.
Cold, hard cash.
You don't have the ball!
I'm writing a sonata for my mom. I call it, You're the Best Mom, in F major.
My mom loves hugs, so I'm making her a coupon book full of them.
Stop! Look behind you!
Woodstock tackles Snoopy's foot, tripping him, and grabs the ball.
Not bad for a little guy.
Go,
okay,
go,
then
go.
Run!
Run!
Go, go, go.
Woodstock spikes the ball in the end zone.
Yeah! Yeah!
Woo! Not pretty.
But it's a touchdown! Did you get all?
What?
Happy Mother's Day.
Isn't Mother's Day the
so
best?
So special.
I love Mother's Day. Mother's Day.
Patty clenches her fist and grits her teeth.
May I have your attention? Unless you all have something better you'd rather be doing.
Hands shoot up.
Actually, I need to go to the craft store for art supplies.
I need to make more coupons.
I still have to work on the last movement of my sonata.
A card would go nicely with my box of chocolates.
I should be writing my letter.
Everyone but Charlie and Marcy leaves.
Sorry, Coach. I should go, too. I'll call you to set up another practice soon.
He dashes away with the others.
All right, go ahead and leave. But don't blame me when you lose next season. Ooh.
Snoopy sprays water into his mouth, and Woodstock sprays Snoopy in the face.
At least someone isn't distracted by stupid Mother's Day.
Woodstock and Snoopy pull off their helmets and hurry away.
You two? Everyone deserted me! Ugh!
Not everyone, Coach. Sir.
As Woodstock roots around in his nest, Snoopy raises an eyebrow and lifts an ear. Woodstock emerges with a photo of a yellow bird wearing red glasses and a flower on her head. He smiles. Flashback. The bird with glasses, Woodstock's mother, lands in a nest. Woodstock and three similar-looking chicks stare up at her. They stand up. She sticks out one wing. Woodstock sticks out his right wing as the others stick out their left. He switches, and they all extend the other wings and flap. Their mother flies from the nest and looks back at them. The other three line up immediately, and Woodstock falls in behind them. One after another, the other chicks fly from the nest and hover beside her. Woodstock carefully peers over the edge of the nest at the ground far below. He backs away, breathing heavily. The others flash smiles. Woodstock swallows hard, leaps out, and falls. His mother catches him just before he hits the ground and flies higher with him on her beak. He jumps off, flying unsteadily, zigzagging through the air. He hugs his mother as Hearts and the other chicks spin around them. They land in the nest, and Woodstock gives her a flower. She tucks it in her hair feathers. End flashback. Hugging the picture of his mother, Woodstock wears a sad expression. He holds it out, and Snoopy takes it. He looks up at Woodstock, mouth trembling. Snoopy dashes off and returns with a bundle on a stick over his shoulder and his food bowl. He kicks the bowl onto his head and points forward. Woodstock flies from the nest, and they venture out across the bright green grass. Elsewhere, Peppermint Patty leans forward to hike a football.
Now here's the sneaky part.
I turn back and do a fake out pass to the running back.
But then I keep the ball to myself, do a few tricky moves to avoid the other side, and run down the field for a touchdown!
Sir?
Patty dodges Marcy.
This is all very interesting, sir, but maybe we should do this when the other players are here.
No, I refuse to change my plans just because of Mother's Day. Ha!
Maybe we could find something else that's fun to do.
Who says I'm not having fun? Is this the face of a person not having fun?
She frowns, sweating.
Do you want to talk about it, sir?
No.
Patty paces and tosses the ball up and down.
Sir, I'm really sorry you don't have a mom.
I just don't understand why Mother's Day is such a big deal. Mother's Day is dumb.
Patty kicks the ball over a fence in the distance. Her shoulders sag, and she shuffles off in that direction.
It's nice that we've opened up this line of communication, sir.
Patty climbs over the fence and retrieves her football from the grass. She frowns at the ball in her hands. Marcy struggles to climb the fence.
You should just go home, Marcy. I'm sure you have some things you need to prepare for tomorrow.
Taken care of, sir. I may eat cupcakes. I would rather stay here with you.
It's the same every year. I'm having a good day, and then someone brings up Mother's Day. And suddenly, I'm reminded that I'm the only kid who doesn't have a mom.
It must be difficult, sir.
It really is, Marcy.
Patty walks off, and Marcy walks beside her on the other side of the fence.
Last year, I pretended to be sick so I didn't have to go to school that week.
I remember. You came down with a case of the yuckies.
Patty smiles briefly.
If you want, you can spend Mother's Day at my house. I don't mind sharing my mom.
Your mom's nice, but it's just not the same.
Is there anything I can do to help?
I don't know, Marcy. Can you make Mother's Day go away and never come back again?
I'm afraid not, sir.
I didn't think so.
Marcy swings the fence door open.
Let's go return Chuck's football.
Linus writes at a table.
To my mom. No. Mommy dearest. No. Oh, mother of mine.
He crosses out the words.
Hey, Mom.
He crumples the paper.
Letter writing is a lost art. Mother!
Move over, Linus! I need the table to make my special Mother's Day present.
Lucy sets out a paintbrush, paint, scissors, and paper, and puts on a beret.
It's going to be a portrait of Mom done in watercolor. She's going to take one look at it and say, that picture belongs at the top of the fridge.
Sounds like a great idea. I believe the best gifts come from the heart.
Heart, schmart. This is art. Being a great artist means having discipline, concentration, and never rushing your masterpiece. Done!
A drippy painting of a woman.
Have you looked at Mom recently?
She snatches it, sending him spinning.
I think I'll make something else. Something inspired.
Ooh. There's a fine line between honest and too honest.
Patty leaves the ball at a front door.
Aren't you going to ring the doorbell?
I don't want to see anybody.
Do you want to borrow my handkerchief?
I'm not crying. I'm thinking.
They sort of look like the same thing sometimes. Well, it's here if you want it.
Marcy sits beside Patty on the steps.
I don't know why I get so upset.
Maybe because you miss your mom?
I never had a mom. How could I miss her?
Well, maybe you miss what moms do, like making your favorite cookies and putting a bandage on your finger when you have a cut and singing your favorite song.
I don't miss those things. My dad does all that mom stuff for me. He's the best.
Your dad is very nice. Are you okay, sir?
Marcy, there are all types of moms, right?
Of course. Foster kids have terrific moms. So do adopted kids. Some kids even have two moms.
Right! And even kids like me, with no mom, can have someone who acts like a mom. And all those moms deserve to be celebrated, don't you think?
Sure they do.
Well, that's... That's what I'm gonna do. For Mother's Day, I'm gonna celebrate my dad. It's so simple. All I have to do is get him one of those Mother's Day gifts.
Patty frowns.
Like a card?
Yes! That's it! A card! I get him a card! And bang! No more yuckies! Problem solved! Mercy, you're a genius!
I am?
Mercy hurries after Patty. Inside, Charlie writes and Sally sits at a blank page.
I can't believe it's already Mother's Day tomorrow. Wasn't it just Mother's Day last year?
It happens every year. But stay focused, Sally. We need to think of a special gift.
They fade in and out, changing positions as time passes. They scribble. A plate of cookies disappears. Charlie lays his head on the table as Sally naps beside him. Suddenly, he looks at a toaster.
Sally, I think I have a plan. What does Mom always say is her favorite meal?
The one she doesn't have to cook.
Exactly. Well, tomorrow we're going to make her breakfast in bed.
Won't that make her sheets soggy?
I don't think you understand the finer details of breakfast in bed. It's served on a tray, and it's very classy.
It sounds messy to me.
Trust me, she's going to love it. But we should do a test run first. Bring me the good plates from the china cabinet.
Aye, aye, big brother.
Sally hurries off, and Charlie marches into the kitchen. He brings a stool over and stands on it to reach a bag of flour. He falls, spilling some. He sets bread beside the flour and takes eggs and milk from the refrigerator. He drops an egg on the ground and slips on it. Eggs hit the ceiling and flour covers the room. He grabs the tablecloth as he falls, pulling it onto himself. Sally enters with the plates. She looks across the messy kitchen and peers at Charlie under the table.
I thought you said breakfast in bed wasn't messy.
An egg falls on him.
Good grief.
Snoopy and Woodstock reach a riverbank. Woodstock points across the sparkling water. Snoopy dips a toe in, shivers, and shakes his head. Snoopy scratches his chin and bundles sticks together, creating a raft. Woodstock sets the photo of his mom aside and grabs another stick. Snoopy reaches into his sack on a stick. Woodstock dodges a toothbrush, typewriter, and other items as Snoopy drops them. Finally, Snoopy pulls out a life vest and puts it on. He puts a smaller one on Woodstock. They each pull a cord, and the life vests inflate. They set out on the raft. Snoopy pushes them across the river with his stick, and Woodstock grins down at his reflection in the water. Woodstock looks back. He flies back to shore and bounces past the photo of his mom. He grabs the photo and struggles to fly under the thick life preserver. He falls into the water and Snoopy pulls him out. The raft floats downriver into rougher waters and Snoopy paddles furiously. The raft rocks violently in the rapids, bumping into rocks and spinning in a whirlpool. Water splashes Woodstock back and forth and he barely holds on as they continue down the river. Snoopy scoops Woodstock into the bowl on his head. A wave crashes into them, knocking Woodstock and the bowl into the river. Snoopy dodges obstacles and plucks Woodstock from the water. They speed toward a huge rock. Snoopy bites off the valve in Woodstock's vest, and the escaping air propels him away. The raft breaks on the rocks, and Snoopy swims to shore. He looks back at the debris in the water. Woodstock drifts down beside him, using the photo like a parachute. Snoopy notices Woodstock. Snoopy hugs him tightly. Woodstock points and hurries ahead. With a shrug, Snoopy grabs his sack on a stick and follows. Elsewhere, Patty and Marcy enter a store. They approach a wall of cards.
We have arrived.
All right, we're looking for a Mother's Day card that says, "Thanks, Dad, for being such a good mother."
That sounds logical.
Dear Mother, your smile brightens my day.
No.
Dear Mother, my love for you.
Ugh.
To a mother sweeter than sugar.
Not that one either.
Where are the Mother's Day cards he'd like? Some trucks, or sports, or a little bit of flannel. These are all flowery and mushy.
Mother, oh mother, oh brother. No,
never.
Nope.
Flowers and confetti fly from cards, and some bury Marcy.
Ugh! I don't believe it. There's nothing here for my dad.
Have you seen any cards that say, "Happy Mother's Day to the world's greatest grandma"? I want one that's short and sweet, just like her.
Good luck with that.
Marcy hands him one.
There is no other like my grandmother. Happy Mother's Day to the world's greatest grandma. This is perfect.
Huh?
Thank you.
Oh, Marcy.
Excuse me. Can you show me where I can find a Mother's Day card for my father? Well, maybe you should expand your card selection. Not everyone has the same sort of family, you know.
Sheesh!
Marcy!
She leaves the pile of cards.
Sorry.
Come on. I refuse to give up. Let's go.
They try other stores.
What about ice skates?
He has weak ankles.
What about flowers?
He has allergies.
Some jewelry.
Nice, but
too expensive.
How about a cake?
He's more of a salty kind of guy.
A day of pampering?
He hates cucumber.
Marcy plays trombone.
Write him a song?
Ah! I give up! This is impossible!
Snoopy and Woodstock walk through a forest. Still wet, Woodstock leaves a trail of soggy footprints. Snoopy puts out a hand to stop him. Woodstock gives a shivering grin. Snoopy smiles, snaps his fingers, and rushes around the forest, gathering sticks into a pile. He sits down and cracks his knuckles. Snoopy spins a stick onto another, creating flames and burning his hands. He blows on his hands and squeezes Woodstock's breath onto flames. Later, Woodstock lounges by the fire and gazes at the drying photo. His stomach rumbles. Snoopy gives a marshmallow on a stick to Woodstock and holds up a branch with several marshmallows for himself. Woodstock crams his marshmallow into his tiny mouth and chews. Snoopy grins through chewed marshmallow. Woodstock hides behind Snoopy, using his big ear to wipe away marshmallow. Snoopy licks his own away. A stick falls on Snoopy. They flee across a hillside. Snoopy jumps to a treetop and retrieves Woodstock from a pit. They look back at rustling grass. They run, and a rabbit pops up. Snoopy nearly falls into a pit of spikes, and Woodstock flies him out. Snoopy passes through an underground tunnel, and they scramble up a cliff. They emerge into a clearing. They stick their tongues out. They run. Elsewhere, Sally walks with Charlie.
Don't you think cleaning up the kitchen counts as a gift?
We're running out of time. Let's keep looking.
She looks in a window.
How about an ice cream cake?
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
They enter an ice cream shop and walk past tables of kids to the counter.
One ice cream cake, please.
Strawberry!
Strawberry. Make it,
large!
Large, please.
He gives 3 coins.
Sally, I'm a little short. Do you have any money?
He grins.
From one mess to another.
Sally dumps out a coin purse.
You know Mother's Day is just another commercial scam.
Thank you, sir. Should I assume you won't be eating any of this commercial scam?
Of course I will. When ice cream is involved, my principles are totally negotiable.
Wearing a homemade purple crown and a ring pop, Lucy checks her reflection in a window. She fluffs her hair and walks to Charlie and Sally.
I suppose you're wondering where I got this beautiful crown.
It certainly crossed my mind.
I made it to give to my mom tomorrow so she can feel what it's like to be queen for a day. I'm testing it out, and it feels very good.
I'm never gonna find something for my dad.
Patty punches balloons.
Mother's Day! Mother's Day!
Everywhere I go, that's all I hear.
I think if I hear Mother's Day one more time, I'll scream!
I got my mom an ice cream cake for Mother's Day. I was going to get her a vanilla cake for Mother's Day, or maybe a chocolate cake for Mother's Day. But Sally suggested strawberry. And that seemed like the perfect flavor for Mother's Day.
Patty grits her teeth as the heads of grinning kids circle her. Charlie tosses the cake box into the air. It falls on Lucy, covering her crown in cake. She wipes frosting from her eyes and throws the crown.
Oh, it's ruined!
Look what you did!
Patty's face turns red.
Sorry, Lucille. Chuck, it's just...
No time to explain.
Sir, come back.
Apparently Mother's Day is not her favorite holiday.
Marcy looks around a corner where Patty walks away.
Sir, where are you going?
Home.
Patty stops and walks back to Marcy.
All I wanted to do is get my dad a Mother's Day gift, and I couldn't even do that.
Maybe we can...
No, Marcy. Whatever you're going to say, I don't want to hear it. Every time you try to help, I end up feeling worse.
I'm sorry, sir. That was never my intention.
Mother's Day has always been bad for me, and that's never going to change. So please, leave me alone.
Patty stomps off. Marcy reaches out a hand and lets it fall. Woodstock flies over a bush with the photo of his mom, and Snoopy squeezes through behind him. Woodstock hurries forward and jumps up and down. His childhood tree stands ahead of them. Woodstock plucks a nearby flower and points to the tree. Woodstock starts off, and Snoopy stops him, stepping on his tail feathers. He wipes a smudge off Woodstock's cheek and smooths back his head feathers. They spring back into place. Now Snoopy licks them. They spring back. Snoopy pushes him forward. Woodstock skips over to the base of the tree and looks up at the nest. Woodstock flies up into the nest and finds only a piece of paper. His smile fades as he looks around. He looks at scratchy writing on the paper. He looks over the edge of the nest at Snoopy and shakes his head. Snoopy lowers his eyes and spreads his arms. Woodstock sets the flower down in the nest and kisses it. He flutters down into Snoopy's hand. Woodstock points ahead and turns to Snoopy. Snoopy hugs Woodstock and sets him down. They start off and stop. Woodstock looks back at the tree. Snoopy holds out a hand. Woodstock takes it, and they leave together. Elsewhere, a flower drifts downward and lands on Patty's foot as she sits against a tree. A line of ants files past her feet, and she tosses the flower aside.
I bet ants don't have to celebrate Mother's Day.
The ants march onward.
Lucky ants!
Ants are lucky, I suppose. They always seem to know where they fit in.
Every now and then, my dad says to me, Peppermint Patty, do you know what you are? And I always say no. Then he says to me, you are a rare gem. And then we laugh about it. But sometimes I wish I wasn't so rare.
I think I understand.
Today everyone was so excited. More than excited. They were happy about celebrating their moms. And I knew no matter what I do, I'll never know how that feels. And I was angry.
Have you ever thought maybe your anger is really sadness?
Patty's face quivers, and she starts to cry. A tear runs down her cheek, and she hides her face. Marcy hands her a handkerchief.
It's okay to cry, sir.
One tear isn't crying.
Marcy steps to the other side of the tree and sits down. Golden sunlight shines behind them.
Maybe you could get your dad something else.
Don't start that again.
I was thinking, sir, you tried the usual things, but you are rare. Is there something you could give him that could only come from you?
I don't know.
Well, what are your favorite things to do together?
Everything. We play baseball. He taught me all I know about football. We like to tell each other dumb jokes. The dumber they are, the more we laugh. He loves to hear me laugh. He says it reminds him of my mom.
I know how to celebrate Mother's Day! Tomorrow, I'll spend the whole day with my dad. We'll play and talk to each other. And I'm gonna make him laugh. And he'll make me laugh. And together, we'll share the biggest laugh ever!
That sounds like the best Mother's Day gift a father has ever had.
Yeah, yeah, it does! I gotta go!
Marcy, if I said anything before to hurt your feelings, I'm sorry. You're a true friend.
You are too, sir.
And wish your mom a happy Mother's Day for me!
Will do, sir.
With paint-stained hands, Lucy brushes off a finished card. Glittery words within a macaroni heart read, to Mom.
This is good, but is it top of the fridge good?
Ahem.
Linus looks up from writing. He takes the card and inspects it as Lucy watches, covered in glitter.
It's definitely top of the fridge quality.
Oh, thank goodness. I was starting to think I had a self-doubt.
But it's still missing something.
What? But you just said—
All cards need a message inside. It's a rule.
She frowns.
Okay, wise guy. What does your letter say?
Here.
He passes her his written pages, and she reads.
Aw. Linus. It's everything I wish I could say.
Well, you know, my letter needs something to go in. If you want, we can put it inside your card and give them both to Mom together.
You do that?
It just needs one little change. Here.
He writes. Later, they stand together in pajamas.
Dear Mom, I'm writing you this letter to thank you for the notes you put in my school lunches. Also, to thank you for my school lunches. Especially the bologna sandwiches. Not so much the tuna fish. Ugh. This is my way of thanking you for all the things you do for me. When I'm scared, you give me cuddles and act so sweet.
Marcy holds out cupcakes.
When I'm lonely, you call me your forever best friend. I like that.
Schroeder plays piano.
You always find the time to listen to my new ideas.
Franklin gives his mom hug coupons. Hearts surround him.
You give me lots of hugs and kisses, even in front of my friends, which is sometimes embarrassing, but I still like them. When I make mistakes, you encourage me to try again and again.
Sally and Charlie bring their mom breakfast. Snoopy lays Woodstock down in his nest.
You make sure I'm safe every night. You give me your best in your own special way.
Woodstock sleeps. Elsewhere, Patty catches a spiraling football.
Go long, Dad!
Oh, nice catch!
Say goodbye to that one, Dad.
Here's another one. What did the egg say to the chef?
You crack me up!
When I'm sad, you make me laugh. And then you laugh too, which makes me laugh even more.
Hearts wash over Patty.
Mostly, I know you're someone who loves me and will always be there for me. I guess that's what moms do, but you do it the best. That's why...
This is where you come in.
We really, really, really love you back. Happy Mother's Day!
Lucy and Linus's card hangs on the refrigerator. Silhouetted against the sunset, Snoopy lies on his doghouse. Woodstock lands on his foot and holds out a flower.
Oh?
Snoopy hugs him, and they sit together. Woodstock scoots closer to him. Fade to black. As several rabbits roast marshmallows around a campfire, one howls. They laugh, and another opens its mouth wide. Cut to black. Credits appear, based upon the Peanuts comic strip by Charles M. Schulz. Director Clay Cadis, written by Alex Galatis. Credits continue. Of Rob Gibbs, 1964 to 2020. This picture is a work of fiction. The characters, places, and events portrayed in this motion picture are entirely fictional. Any resemblance to any persons, whether living or dead, is entirely coincidental. This property is protected under the laws of Canada, the United States, and other countries. Any unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or other use of this film in whole or in part, including the soundtrack, will result in civil and/or criminal liability. Copyright 2021 Wild Brain Peanuts Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved. Peanuts and all related titles, logos, and characters are trademarks of Peanuts Worldwide, LLC. Peanuts, copyright 1950 to 1980, Peanuts Worldwide, LLC. All rights reserved. This program has been described by Pixelogic Media. Voice by Darren Revitz. Wild Brain, Schulz Studio. Thank you, Sparky. Always in our hearts.